tried posting it on Facebook, and then I saw that a lot of other villages and communities in Alaska were hosting Black Lives Matter marches themselves.
Jasmine Kritz is one of the organizers of Dillingham's march in solidarity with Black Lives Matter on Saturday.
It's all about equality within our justice system that's been so harsh to our Black community.
Kritz is Alaska Native. One of her signs read, "Yupik Solidarity with Black Lives Matter." She says the country's justice system has also mistreated her community.
I wanted to become active in showing that this is something that needs to end today.
And she hopes marching will push people to fight for justice every day.
Because that's what being an activist is. Even if no one sees it, you're still adding to the better cause for everybody.
Around 80 people marched from the harbor to the fire station and then on to the Dillingham police station. During the march, speakers challenged everyone to look at their own racism and ask themselves what they can do to dismantle systemic racism and that which they perpetuate in their own lives. Acacia Walton was one of the people marching. She says that it's not about fixing the system, it's about changing it.
You know, we need a new justice system. Our system was made like this, so it's not really that it's broken, but it was made like this. We need a change. And I would like to see a change, not only for myself, but for my family and friends and loved ones. I do think this will help here in Dillingham. I mean, there are many people of color here in this region, including myself and my family. We are a mixed family. So, you know, Dillingham comes together when they need to, just like today.
I think that we all need to change. Not just outside of Dillingham, but within Dillingham, I definitely do think so.
Marlena Bavila says that some of that change starts at home.
There's a big proportion of Dillingham that hangs on to racism because that's all they were raised to do by their parents, their grandparents, aunts and uncles and everybody. I want to change that with my family. I want that to start with my house. And I would like to see that everywhere throughout Alaska.
From the fire hall, people marched to the police station. The Dillingham Police Department approved the parade permit organizers applied for, according to the Facebook page for the march. There, people kneeled for 8 minutes and 46 seconds, the length of time that white police officer Derek Chauvin forced his knee against George Floyd's neck. Several people spoke in front of the station. Crystal Nixon Luckhurst said that for people who haven't thought about their own racism, the march was just the beginning.
It's not just the DPD. It's every institution. It's the stores. It's our BB&A, our hospital. It's every place. And I could say there's racism in every one of these institutions.
Desi Bond, another organizer, spoke about her own experience of racism as an Alaska Native woman.
I was 12 or 13 going to a junior high in Anchorage, and a white boy, he spit on me. He told me to go back to where I came from. I was told countless times. I was another dumb, drunk Native girl asking for it. I've heard so many different things, but to see me standing where I am today, and I held myself accountable for things that I've said, I've done.
Speaking at the end of the march, she said that it wasn't until she attended an Undoing Racism workshop that she forced herself to examine her own internalized racism.
I think one thing that we can change is just the things that we learned, to unlearn it, and then to do the own work within ourselves and in our homes, and then that can make a huge difference right there. And then being a part of this, you know, speaking up, letting our voices be heard. If you see racism, you know, call it for what it is and just educate one another.
Efreon J. Smith is from New York City. He's Black and he moved to Dillingham in December.
I was surprised being from the East Coast and being here in Dillingham. I didn't think that, you know, it was something that was important to the people of Dillingham. So to see Alaska Natives fighting for justice for all people was something that I really enjoyed. And it produced a lot of emotion that I'm still having to process, but I'm glad that we were able to have something here.
Smith says that when small communities march, it helps bring awareness of what's happening across the country to those places where people aren't having that dialogue.
I was watching CNN and they showed all the different small towns that they were having protests, and I think it just raises awareness. The more that you do it, it just raises people's awareness, because some people may not be focused on what's going on in larger communities. So I think it's a good thing.
No justice, no peace!
In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.